Cabin Radio.
Hello everybody, this is Lady Dragon. It is 2:30 in the morning, Saturday morning. This is the 5th of April. I have some important news to share with you. It's going to be a short radio show. Sam is asleep, and I wanted to show you a video that Hope gave me. She said what it took them 5 months, it took them 4 days in Taiwan to make. So they're very pleased with that. She also told me that they're going to make another video that will be ready at the end of next week. With a fully working QEG, which is great. So many people have asked me how long does it take. Now you have the time frame, not very long. They also asked me what was the cost. So the cost is average 8,000 for what I can figure out. But it will depends how much. All the part cost depending where you are located. Speaking of the cost of parts, I spoke with Val this morning. Valerie is the mother of Hope. She's a very nice woman. She was saying to me that there's some part missing, and parts it takes very long. My engineer Dennis, that is part of my team in Montreal, made research because there's two main part missing: is the capacitor and the inverter, which I will put on my article, direct link, and I advise you to try to find. Val said the capacitor, there's a waiting time of 18 weeks. And then a few hours later, it was 20 weeks. So let me explain to you exactly what 20 weeks is from here to now. It said there's 62 capacitor, only 40 will be available on the 27th of August. Do you see this? It's almost September. It's insanity. So we need to gather our resources and figure out where to buy more. There must be more than a few places in the world to buy capacitor. If not, we need to find people that makes them and have them made for us, because this is absolutely unacceptable to have to wait to September to build QEG. Come on. So the link of the exact type of capacitor will be in the article, okay? And there's also the inverter. Val explained to me that it's called the Aurora, and it's a solar inverter. She said to me that it's split in two parts, the harvesting and the output, where the output goes out. They don't need the harvest part, they only need the output one. Now, my engineer Dennis said he's gonna look to see if we can get other one than this one that will do the same job. So I have everybody working on this, and I really need your help, everyone, because manpower, it seems not to be an issue. It's the part that's the problem, which is something that I have anticipated. Okay, the powers that be, they surely don't want this out. You know what I'm saying? So they will do monkey business and all sort of things to make sure to delay this inevitable outcome. So this is why we need to pull all of our resources together. This is why I'm doing this at 2 o'clock in the 2:30 in the morning, almost 3 o'clock now, so that we can. I know that everything will be closed until Monday, but that's quite good. That's quite okay. You can get all your ducks in a row. So when Monday come, you can go and make telephone and make a research, and like this, we're gonna work together and we'll find a solution. Speaking of working together, Hope told me that they have opened a special room in Skype called the, and take note of this, please, and I will put this in the article as well, but take note now. It's called QEG Network, all in one word. And this is for engineers to exchange information about how to build a QEG. So I invite all the engineers that are listening to me now to go there and exchange information in order to speed up the process of wherever you are. So I'm not going to give you any more update until next week. So that's why I wanted to do this now. So I wish you a very nice weekend, and we talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.